Tum Tum and Nutmeg, written by Emily Bairn and read by Bill Wallace.
Chapter 1. Once, there were two married mice called Mr. and Mrs. Nutmouse, and they lived in great style. They had a big, rambling house with a ballroom and a billiards room and a banqueting room and a butler's room and just about every other sort of room a married couple might want. There were 36 rooms in all. The house was called Nutmouse Hall, and it was situated in the broom cupboard of a small human dwelling called Rose Cottage. A broom cupboard might not sound a very grand place for a house, but this broom cupboard was special. It had creamy white walls and mottled red tiles on the floor, and a tiny sash window hidden behind a curtain of honeysuckle. But the nicest thing of all about the broom cupboard was that no human knew it was there. This is because a very long time ago, soon after Rose Cottage was built, someone pushed a big Welsh dresser against the kitchen wall, hiding the broom cupboard door from view, and the dresser always stayed there because there was nowhere else to put it. It was Mr. Nutmouse's great-great-great-grandfather who first discovered the broom cupboard when he crept beneath the dresser and poked his nose under the door. The red tiles and the white walls looked so appealing that he decided to build a house there straight away, and the first thing he had to do was to build a big round mouse hole so that his workmen could get in and out with all their bricks and cement mixers. Then he fitted the mouse hole with smart iron gates, and as soon as a mouse entered those gates, he was on the Nutmouse family's territory. Nutmouse Hall was built in the middle of the broom cupboard, and it was considered a very fine piece of architecture. The walls were made of pretty pebble stone, and there were gables on the windows and little turrets peeking under the roof. The front of the house faced south, so the bedroom windows caught the sun as it filtered through the honeysuckle. The smallest rooms, such as the bathrooms, were the size of a cake tin, while the ballroom was the size of a hamper. And a hamper-sized room seemed very big to the Nutmouses, since they were only 2 inches long. Because Nutmouse Hall was so enormous, Mr. and Mrs. Nutmouse did not use all the rooms available to them. Mr. Nutmouse spent most of the time in his library, warming his toes in front of the fire, and Mrs. Nutmouse spent most of her time scurrying about in her kitchen, making delicious things to eat. Mr. and Mrs. Nutmouse had been married a long time, but they still called each other by the affectionate pet names they had adopted during their engagement. Mrs. Nutmouse called Mr. Nutmouse Tum Tum, because he had such a large one, and Mr. Nutmouse called Mrs. Nutmouse Nutmeg, because she had nutmeg hair. Mr. Nutmouse thought this was very exotic, because his family had all been greys. In their funny way, the Nutmouses were well suited to each other. Mr. Nutmouse was a wise, bookish sort of mouse. He never lost his temper or got agitated, and he did everything very calmly and slowly. Mrs. Nutmouse was quite the opposite. She did everything very fast, and even little tasks such as putting the icing on a cake could get her into a terrible dither. But in her hasty way, she was surprisingly efficient. The house was spick and span, the bills were paid on time, and the food served at Nutmouse Hall was the envy of all the mice for miles around. Mrs. Nutmouse looked upon every meal as a celebration. For breakfast there would be eggs and bacon and toast and marmalade. Lunch was all manner of cold meats and salads. For tea there was always a homemade cake or scone, and supper would be a delicacy such as earwigs en croûte. Mrs. Nutmouse had a whole shelf of cookery books, so she was never short of inspiration. Mr. Nutmouse was not as rich as his ancestors had been, and this was because he gave most of his money away. He supported all sorts of charities. Charities for homeless mice, charities for arthritic mice, charities for illiterate mice, charities for bald mice.